T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
One of the other things that I'm very worried about under a Biden administration is a return to the Obama-era disastrous policies surrounding our enemies, and I don't think we can look at it any other way, our enemies in the Middle East, specifically Iran, who routinely sends money to terrorists, funds the attacks on Americans while they're traveling overseas. Don Bramer, my old friend who's the founder of the Bramer Group in Washington, has served in the armed forces and is now an advisor on a lot of defense issues in Washington. Don, am I sitting here with the tinfoil hat, a crazy whack job suggesting that the Biden administration is going to start coddling Iran? I mean, tell me I'm wrong. If I'm wrong, I'd love to be wrong.
John, I would wish that I could tell you you're wrong, but I fear the exact same thing. And we've already seen it. You know, Iran, China, they've all said they look forward to a new relationship with America and welcome Biden because they know that this will be a return to their old relationship with Uncle Joe. And it will be a new foreign policy, and you will see America return back to the days of coddling our enemies, so that we feel that, you know, if you just make them happy, then we'll have peace. And as we all know, that does not work. It didn't work under President Reagan, and it did not work under President Trump.
What do you make of this Iranian request of the international community that some American officials be arrested on site for their role, I guess, in the killing of General Soleimani? Is that just bluster from them?
It is. It's the red notices that they submitted to Interpol. They did this in June, and if most people don't know, Sunday was the anniversary of the death of Soleimani. So it's posturing. A red notice means absolutely nothing. It is basically a call for a country's allies to support an arrest. Well, the allies that we're speaking of would be, you know, Syria. So do we really think that the president and his allies are going to go to Syria? No. Mm-hmm. It's basically posturing. It's press. It's a way for Rouhani to get a few headlines and also put him on Biden's notice going into the next 15 days.
All right. Having been around Washington for a long time and still walking the halls of Congress, dealing, I guess, primarily with Republicans, but with a lot of people on both sides of the aisle, where do you think we are today culturally headed into this next administration? I'm not there anymore, so, you know, maybe my perception of it is colored from what I read about and what I hear about in Richmond, Virginia, versus actually talking to people in D.C. Is it as bad in person as it appears to be from a distance?
You know, John, and it's really funny you say that, because I've been thinking about that for the last 24 to 48 hours. And, you know, yesterday driving past the Capitol, it was a beautiful morning, and you would have thought from the front side of the Capitol that all was normal and nothing had happened. Mm-hmm. But then more so in the social circles of D.C., you know, you're a victim, you're hated because of who you are. But then on the complete other side, you know, and I'll use the Capitol for existence. On one side of the Capitol, people were waving and shaking hands the other day. On the other side of the Capitol, they were breaking through windows. And that just goes to show what's going on here. So many people have become so polarized that they forget the business at hand. And I think we've been leading up to this. You know, this sensationalism of social media, it put us here. This didn't happen, you know, in one day. This didn't happen in 1 year. It actually didn't even happen in the past 4 years. This has been building, and I hope that maybe that was the tipping point that we can start to put the country back together.
Well, I don't know if it's coming back together, man. I mean, I'm looking through my emails, and you know, people I've known, who, some of whom you probably have known for a decade when I used to live in D.C., have basically told me in impolite terms what they think of me. And I thought, wow, I didn't know that you hated me that much. If I had known that, I would have blocked you a long time ago. And so it doesn't feel like, and you know, I try to be a pretty amenable guy, especially in person. I'm not looking to go out and get fistfights and, you know, in a bar someplace. But it feels to me like revenge is coming from some of these people who hated Trump. And boy, if you did anything that looked like you were supportive of Trump, you know, now's the time to let you know that they don't like that.
No, and I've been a victim of those same attacks, same emails myself for, you know, more so in the last 2 days, but leading up to it over the past, you know, 4 years, like you've been, you know, attacked on social media, and, you know, have people who won't even talk to me who are lifelong friends, but, you know, now I'm a, you know, I have a scarlet R on my chest. You have to hope that at some point we can get past this, but you're right. I don't know. We've come to a point where everyone thinks that their opinion is so important, and they can hide behind a keyboard. You know, I was thinking, you know, just go up to your neighbor and shake their hand and say hi. You know, put the keyboard down. I tell my parents this all the time. Like, you know, we've got to prove that as Americans we are better than this. And I still, you know, there's so much that everyone thinks that their opinion is more important than the others, and I don't know how we change that.
Yeah.
Elon Musk said it best. You know, he said a few weeks back, he thinks he'll just buy Facebook and turn it off.
Well, it might not be a bad idea. That's interesting. You know, Bramer of the Bramer Group up in D.C., my old friend for many years. I appreciate chatting with you, Don. Let me know if you hear anything else that we need to know from the inner circles up there. Thank you.
You bet, my friend. Have a blessed day.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.